Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Zeitgeist Travel Trends, because we get into some of the hottest trends in travel, which we will get to in our second act. But first, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Miles, and I'm here with Becca. How are you?
I'm
doing anything
great.
Good?
I went and saw Raw Dog, Jamie's show for
the Bell House
tour.
Yeah, get your copy. Get your copy.
I got mine.
Raw Dog, Jamie Loftus's book, which is really, she's such a great writer. And like, just with that cliched phrase from The Simpsons, it's like, she writes the way she talks. It's very easy
to
read
it.
Her work.
I haven't started yet, but the show was super, because if you go, the show comes with
a book. Yeah.
So I only got my book yesterday, but the show is not like a traditional, I would say, book. Like reading, you know, it's gonna have comedy bits. You're gonna meet some hot dog celebs.
No. Right,
it's gonna be great.
Yeah, some hot dog celebs, and then yeah, the tour continues all over. You should check out Jamie's social medias so you can see those dates, because it's heading all over the East Coast.
Yeah,
do you? All right. Anyway, where were we at? Oh yeah, what's trending? Florida or Flo-Rida is trending, because Flo-Rida has just come out and said, look, you know, when people want me to do a private gig, the minimum is $1 million for me to show up. And then he said, guess how many I do a year? 30.
What?
At least.
Do you think he's lying?
At least.
That, I can't imagine 30 people willing to pay $1 million to have private time with Flo Rida.
I think he's probably done 2 for over $1 million. And then he's probably done other ones that are easily in the high six figures. I don't know if he's hitting a milli every time, but I do believe that there are people who are trapped in like the aughts and tens, teens, who have way too much money and like are high on cocaine. And like, you know, it'd be fucking wild as a fucking Flo Rida did that.
Super producer Brian says he really thinks so, that 30 people are willing to pay him over $1 million.
You'd be surprised how many artists are making their money like that now, just doing private little gigs. And they're like, man, fuck an arena, because I can just go to some, you know,
I mean, that's true.
Autocratic nation.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. But then they're like, I don't care. I'll take Mohammed bin Salman's money. I don't give a fuck. But yeah. Anyway, we have a friend who does like gigs like that, who's like goes to do like, I don't know, like he went to Mexico. I don't know who the people were that who paid for this, but he's been many places with artists to do these private shows.
Wow.
So anyway,
I'm impressed.
It's a thing.
I mean, the same way, like, didn't fucking Beyonce go to like Azerbaijan recently? People were like, don't go to Dubai.
And that was like,
oh yeah. I mean, we all know. But again, she's like, I'm a capitalist, baby.
Exactly. She's never lied about who she was. So, you know.
Oh yeah. She's like, I never said I was about anything else except these dollars. Money. I mean, I give a fuck about people, but I give a fuck about this bag. So yeah, apparently he just did a bar mitzvah in Lincolnshire, Chicago, which is like wild because, wait, hold on. This kid is 13, but he wants Flo Rida there?
Some kids are really in a nostalgia right now. Like, I saw a TikTok the other day that was like, the Black Eyed Peas had their rent to pay when they dropped this song. And I was like, oh my God, I feel old.
Yeah. All right. I guess so, too. Like, if you had so much money, you're like, what do you want? You're like, well, I want Flo Rida to come to my bar mitzvah and sing low. Then I want Drake to do Passion Fruit, and then Nicki Minaj to do, I don't know, whatever, you know, but just make it happen. Make it happen. And then somebody drops fucking $5 million on a party. I guess it's just so wild, too, because we'll never have $1 million Flo Rida money like that.
No.
But no. Guess what? I can play a YouTube clip of one of his live performances very loud. And it can feel like that.
I got the Sonos, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I got one too. We can link them up. You know what I mean? You bring your Sonos. I bring my Sonos. Get even the little ones. Pair them up. We got 3D audio. Check that out. Roman shirt is trending because everybody who was watching the Succession finale last night was loving Roman's shirt when he was hanging out at his mother's house in Turks and Caicos or Barbados or wherever the fuck that was supposed to be. Because apparently it's Walmart. And everyone's like, oh shit, I'm getting that. I'm gonna get on my fucking Roman Roy swag. So I didn't realize.
Is it like, this like turquoise blue shirt?
Like with
shirt?
The yellow different paneling on the shoulder?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, am I a hater? I hate the shirt. I think it's so ugly.
I hate all the clothes these motherfuckers wear on Succession.
I hate the shirt.
There was a whole thing. I was reading this article from a stylist who's like talking about how coded, like so the, I mean not coded, but like, how intentional the looks are. Like everything Kendall wears is like, it's always like for people who know, who are like up on shit, they're like, oh shit, that's like a fucking $800 tee he got on. Oh, that's a $1,500 neckerchief or whatever.
Yeah, and it's absolutely, and he looks bummy. Or it's quiet luxury, I think is also the other
And you
term.
Look like you have no fucking taste. You just look like a paint by numbers, whatever kind of person. But yeah, so people were loving the fuck out of that shirt, I guess. But yeah, I was like, okay, whatever. Do you, if that's your style, if that's who you want to be, go and be that. But it won't be me. Next up, let's keep it in Florida. Speaking of Flo Rida, Casey DeSantis is trending. Do you know why Casey DeSantis is trending?
I do, Becca? Not.
Well, allow me to enlighten you. Have you seen some of her looks?
No.
Like how she will go to like a very non-formal event, but like wear things like this.
Oh,
white,
like she
white
thinks she's like
gloves.
The Queen of England.
Yes. Or will wear like capes to other just non like highfalutin events, being like, what the fuck? What's with all the white gloves and what's with the capes and shit?
No, well, it literally looks like she's trying to be a part of the royal party. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. And like she would say it like that, too, like not knowing what she means. Like, I'm part of the royal party. Is that like a party you're invited to? Is that like the royal family? Are you talking about political royalty? She looks like she's trying to do like I'm a Kennedys type thing. She's like, I'm Jackie O in this, bitch.
It is giving Jackie O, but it also is giving like, I don't know, what's her face? William's wife, Kate Middleton.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely budget Kate Middleton. Yeah. But anyway. All that to say is Ron DeSantis is sick of the fucking haters because he's like, look at my wife. I was like, do you want to just hear this guy fucking just whine about this shit? It's actually kind of funny because it's so, this take is so fucking bad. Just listen to why Ron DeSantis is tripping. Cause we just so you know, she dresses like, how do I put this? Like shit.
Is this like shit?
She has no fucking fashion sense. Miss me with all the formal wear. And here's Ron DeSantis with why this is a fucking an abomination.
We knew that this would happen because if she were a Democrat, she'd be on Free Fashion magazine.
Yeah.
They would be making her to be the biggest deal. But because we're conservative, we know that that's not what will happen. In reality, it'll be the opposite. where they try to really attack.
I mean, we will attack the style. We will not attack the person, although...
Yeah, it's not great.
I will attack her judge of character. She's married to you.
Yeah, it's like, it's just formal wear. It's just formal wear where you don't need formal wear sometimes.
Yeah.
Some of these events. It's like...
It's like when you do the most because you don't know how to dress, so you think doing the most is a fucking style. It is not. It's just doing the most. That's all that is. And that's what people are going to say. They're like, oh, she's doing the most with that.
Doing the most.
With the gloves and cape. What the fuck is this? Girl, we at the fucking Panthers hockey game. Anyway, so yeah, like Brian, yes, we know. Just remember when Michelle Obama, she had bare arms and everyone's like, oh, so she has the right to bear arms, clearly. And it's like, what the fuck? But anyway, I think it's okay because we don't have time to pay attention to her contrived outfits, as I would say. They're contrived. They're contrived completely. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with some travel trends after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. You heard a skip lagging, Becca?
Okay, so when we were talking about this off mic, originally the title of it, no. But then as we got into it, I was like, oh, I have heard of this on TikTok. And I remember saving it and sending it to my partner, being like, never.
We skip lagging. So this is what it is. It's also known as, quote, hidden city or throwaway ticketing, where what you do is you book a flight with a layover in the city you want to go to, and then you bail on that second leg of the journey. So it's like how you save, like apparently a lot of people have been like swearing up and down, like you can save all this money. So like, let's say you know, you got a trip wherever. Because like this is the thing that people do, like, yeah, cancel that next trip. And then you in the city you want to be and you got it made in the shade. But apparently now the airlines, they hate it and they say they are cracking the fuck down on it because they're like, hey, don't take advantage of our arbitrary pricing systems. You fucking you clever motherfuckers. We don't like that. But again, yeah, they said they are really going to, they have like tools and shit to like flag these types of travelers because they are costing the airlines, I guess, a pretty penny, but I don't know. Miss me.
Yeah,
with that.
It seems like very silly. Skipflagged is its own company. And why?
Yeah, who they were like being like, yo, do it like us. They're like, we'll book your, like, just make sure you cancel
so
this shit.
So they will book through them versus like an Orbitz.
Yeah, yeah, but I think with the view into being like, where are you trying to go? Okay, yeah. you should skip lag it over there to get the best price on your ticket to Kuala Lumpur or Amsterdam.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway, skip lagged, the company, got sued by United and Orbitz for $75,000 in lost revenue, which is truly not a lot of money when you think about how much each plane ticket costs and how many people are on a plane. It's like maybe 1 to 2 planes worth of people for the year.
That's like half of first class on a transatlantic flight is $75,000. So
it seems petty as shit, but I did see this go viral on TikTok a little bit ago that was very much like, you are being warned. These were people that were stitching these travel hackers, you know, that are like, this is what you do to save a buck. You know, telling them about skip lagging, they were being stitched by airline workers that were like, you will get blacklisted from airlines if you do this. So like, at your own risk to save $100, couple hundred bucks, go for it. But be warned that you may become a flight risk. Like, people will not
be warned that somehow a corporation will put you in the same category as someone who's trying to take down an airplane.
Yeah. Which is so embarrassing.
Because you found a loophole. Man, fuck off, man. I'm saying, skip lag like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? I mean, I will not do that. Because
I will not be doing that. I'm a loyal customer.
I mean, we have to stand up. We have to stand up. You know what I mean? You know, because like airline flights are getting so like ridiculous.
They're insane.
The seats get smaller. They're trying to. Yeah, and they're also just trying to nudge everybody into like paying more. They're like, hey, man, you could get our regular seat. But if you over 5'7", you're going to break your kneecaps in here.
Literally. The way they've broken up business and economy and the upcharges between business and economy. And like, I feel like even economy, there's like economy and economy plus now. And like, that's stupid. Yeah. Like, the difference between economy and economy plus is like, you get to choose your seat in economy plus versus
and,
economy
like a couple
you
inches.
Don't get to.
Yeah.
Like,
and also like, what's wild though too, and it's like, or you get our motherfucking credit card and then we'll look the other way, but we'll get you into our own like debt cycle by, you know, you get your credit card through us. Anyway, all that to say, let us know your tips. And also, if you work at an airline, holler at us, Zeitgang. What's the deal? Can I really be put on a fucking no-fly list for skip lagging? And I'm sure they say like, well, it's hard to know like what your intentions are if you are.
Yeah.
You're ticketed. They're like, whatever. Miss me with that like national security shit when I'm trying to just secure my financial baggage. Okay. Next thing up is bed rotting, which sounds a lot like the like lie flat movement in China. But bed rotting apparently is like, according to the New York Post, and like, let me know, Gen Z listeners, if this is a real thing, but it's a new self-care trend of basically saying, just lie in bed. You know what I mean? As long as you need to kind of get your shit right and then get out when it's right for you.
Interesting. I'm reading the article here. Some people are bed rotting while binge watching Netflix, stuffing their faces with sugary snacks, or simply staring at the ceiling, while others are falling a bit more into the clean girl aesthetic, doing face masks, sleeping on silk pillowcases, and meditating in bed. Personally, as someone who gets the Sunday scaries and, I guess, in theory, bed rots, I don't know if I recommend this for your mental health.
No.
Every time I do it, I'm unwell. I feel
yeah,
like
that sounds
it.
Like me in a depressive state when
I'm
bed rotted.
Episode.
That's me being like, man, I don't even got the will to get up out this motherfucking bed. I get though too, if you are so like, the more sort of charitable explanation is one where it's like it helps you reclaim some physical time that isn't tied to like toiling or whatever. So like, yeah, just fucking do you. whatever the fuck you need to don't get out that bed. I get that. I see that. I thought it was might be more of like a protest too, of being like, why the fuck should I get up to participate in this motherfucking society?
I get that. And I definitely think rest like is very important. But as someone who has suffered a lot of mental health crises, I just recommend maybe talking, if you can get a therapist, talk to your therapist and get in the sun as early as possible in the day. If you can like wake up, not look at your phone, go for a walk, or at least you don't even have to walk too much. Just like sit outside in the sun. You'll feel so much better. I promise. Yeah.
Although part of me, like low key, is like, man, but bed riding feel good as a motherfucker.
I know it feels good in the short term, and then in the long term, you're like, I'll tell you this,
as a new parent, I'm like reading about these like Gen Z people, like, yeah, I just get in bed and I just fucking just lay there, watch TV, and eat ice cream, and I'm like, man, I wish I did that, but like. Then my baby, I'm trying to get the baby to bed rot too. I'm like, yo, we're kicking it.
You need to do that. That's restful. That's important.
No, but it's, you know, it's all right. Look, I think, look, he's getting me walking. I'm getting more steps. You know, this little thing has improved my life for the best. It turns out I'm not bed rotten anymore. And then finally, Little Mermaid.
Woo.
$117.5 million over Memorial Day weekend. On the other side of the internet, I saw people who are big fans of Bert Kreischer, that stand-up comedian who I'm not particularly a big fan of. He had a movie come out, and like everyone's like, everybody got to go see Bert Kreischer's movie. And it did not do well at all. It's just tanking like a motherfucker. And anyway, and they were like, why the fuck are people going to go see Little Mermaid when they've this a genius film by Bert Kreischer,
the machine.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, maybe because it's a film that's like taking place in Russia and not very critical of Russia, right when they just unilaterally decided to invade another nation. I don't know, maybe that part, schoolboy Q. But yeah, Little Mermaid, fifth highest Memorial Day weekend of all time. But you know, you already know the follow up because it's black people.
Always a buck.
Yeah, but look, people either like you could do the non-racist thing and be like, oh my God, Ursula's makeup was foul. That shit was trife. Or you could be like full on mask off racist and get mad at Halle Bailey. But either way, they're laughing their way to the box office. Yeah, you know, doing boffo numbers. So I haven't seen it. I don't know if I will. I'll probably see it. I'll catch it on an airplane. I just can't. Same. Like, as much as I love. Like, I love Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid is, like, the first one I really fucked with as a kid, because that shit came out, like, right as I was able to, like, be old enough to go to a movie theater and be like, oh, this shit? Yeah, I'm rocking with a Little Mermaid. But the remakes, I just, every time there's been, like, a live action one, I'm like, nope.
No, they've been awful.
Lion, nope. Aladdin, nope.
I really appreciate what this like Little Mermaid stands for and the reactions I've seen from, you know, young black girls on the internet has been so sweet, so wholesome. I am excited for all of those young kids to be experiencing a princess that looks a lot more like them. But I have actually a hot take, always hated the Little Mermaid before Halle Bailey, not Halle.
Right.
I hated white Little Mermaid. Like I don't know what it is. I have a thing with underwater sea creatures. I don't like their movies. I didn't like Finding Nemo. I didn't like Dory.
I like how you said it. Like we're on some like problematic right wing podcast. You're like, I don't like their movies.
I just
the
don't
underwater
like
sea people.
Underwater
ones.
Sea. My mom like laughs at me. She's like, yeah, that has been a theme in your life. Like you just don't like.
Are you got like a hydrophobia or something? Like, did you almost drown as a kid?
I am very afraid of the ocean and
because it's so big?
Yes. And like, we don't know. Like, there's like, we only have discovered like 5% of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
That's terrifying to me.
Yeah. Okay.
You really do. I'm the kind of person who wears shoes at the beach, like in the water, because like I will freak out touching the sand.
Wow.
Like, I wear water shoes. Wow. I'm that person wearing water shoes.
Good for you. I mean, I get it when it's rocky, but like, I also, it's because you got the heebie-jeebies. You're like, no.
No, I'm like, I'm going to die. Like, something is going to sting me. Like, I'm going to go down like Crocodile Dundee. I don't know. Like, it's just, I'm scared.
All right. Well, look, that's unfortunate.
but I'll probably watch it on a plane.
Yeah. Look, plane movies, that's all the time. You know, it's at altitude. We have so much time to plane rot, as we do. All right, y'all. Well, that is going to do it for us today. We're going to be back tomorrow. You already know, with a whole episode. So until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. You know, do all that safety shit, because this world is a fucking mess. Take care of each other, especially if you see people trying to discriminate against some fucking marginalized group. We don't have time for this shit anymore. Please. There's too many of us that know this is bullshit. Too many of us. So, you know, just let them know they're outnumbered. All right, y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.